All right, next patient is going to be Mammy, M-A-M-I. And last name is S-H-E-R-E-S, Sheres, S-H-E-R-E-S. Let's see, date of birth is 8/16/1966. Today is 1/9/29. This is a 58-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of dated 1/8/2026, by the way, and then date of birth is 8/16/1966. Thank you. Patient was seen today for face-to-face for the purpose of face-to-face evaluation. Period. This face-to-face would be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Patient currently is in her patient currently is in her second benefit period from 11/9/2025 to 2/6/2026. This 58-year-old woman is currently on hospice with history of COPD. Patient is eating less, her family tells me. Her MAC is down to 29 centimeter. Her PPS score is at 50%. Patient becomes short of breath very easily, but her OTUSAT on room air is, and with her OTUSAT on room air at 92%. Blood pressure 130/70. She requires help with ADL. Bowel and bladder incontinence. Patient's caretaker tells me that she's more short of breath. She's also aggressive as far as when she gets mad, and she has bouts of confusion, most likely related to hypoxemia. She does have oxygen available, but she does not use her oxygen, period. Patient had a hard time walking a few steps. Patient also complaining of back pain. She's staying in bed 8 to 10 hours a day. Patient does have oxygen available to her as a P1 plus pill edema. Has bouts of air hunger and shortness of breath from time to time. Patient's eating less, most likely has protein, calorie, malnutrition. Patient uses a nebulizer, but family members tell me she doesn't want to do it because she doesn't like the mix of feels. She is wheezing and having issues with ronchi and coarse breath sounds at this time. Overall prognosis is guarded, and most likely patient has less than 6 months to live given natural progression of her disease. Period. Patients with comorbidities include hepatitis B, history of liver disease, fatty liver, liver damage, and fibrosis related to hepatitis B. A history of smoking in the past, currently taking albuterol, and has a history of positive HIV. Thank you.